Okay, let's get back into our talk with Steve at Indian Country Sports and Lots, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, if we could switch over now and talk a little bit about bow hunters, are you hearing anything good out there?
Not particularly.
Yeah.
I have seen a handful of nice bucks taken so far, but in general, the consensus is far less deer. People seeing a lot of coyotes, hearing a lot of coyotes and wolves, and seeing some deer, but not seeing a lot, not seeing the numbers that they have had other years.
That's pretty typical across the UP.
Yeah. I don't know. Somehow or another, I think we've got to have an awakening by the people who have the power to say we've got to do something. Let's put a bounty back on the coyotes and make it worthwhile for people can start hunting coyotes instead of just these few predator hunts or the few trappers or for fur harvesters. Let's get a bounty back on. How do we do that? Have people start taking them for some reason. Because there's just too many predators in the woods. It's an imbalance right now.
Well, there's no use. I mean, until the powers that be from the federal level allow any management of wolves, there's nothing we're talking about there. But there are
wolves more, we can't, but coyotes we
yeah,
could.
Well, there are more coyotes now than we've ever had in the UP. That's what the experts
so.
Are telling us.
Yeah, there's coyotes everywhere. So that could be dealt with. In 1976, I believe it was, when the coyote bounty was taken off, they were talking that the coyote bounty wasn't working because they had the bounty here for so many years and we still have coyotes. I said, but it was a control system. Now there's no control system. But that worked. I mean, it kept the... If people were out there and would want to trap for bounty or would want to, you know, have one, you know, take one, shoot one for bounty, it'd be worth something to them. I think people would control them somewhat more, but at this rate, they're not doing a darn thing.
Yeah, I'd be game to talk about any of it, especially educating hunters how to hunt coyotes and how to trap coyotes, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Steve, I really appreciate your time and obviously your introspection on the predator situation. And anything else you want to throw in?
Good luck to everybody. I just hope I'm looking for a weather change. Although you can't kick on this weather. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. We just need water.
Beautiful.
Just need
beautiful
water.
Fall, but it's one of them dragged out ones, and I'm sure there'll be a few deer when we get out there. The rut is soon to come on, but it's not here yet quite.
Scrapes and rubs, right?
A few shart and a show.
Okay.
Not a lot yet. It's close, though.
Steve, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, from many requests, that was Steve Koski at Indian Country Sports and Lots. And this is The Outdoor Show.